So our next speaker is Andrei Bistarov. I'll hand it over to him.
Good morning, everybody. I'm sorry for bringing my presentation late. I was actually pressing in the morning and finishing a few slides, but my name is Andrei Bistarov, and I work for the University of California Cooperative Extension in Ventura County. The current project was actually developed in the high desert in Lancaster, California. So we monitored nutrient uptake and crop growth patterns in onion crops to improve fertilizer and water management. And that was a fresh market onions. So the objectives of this study was to develop information of crop growth and nutrient uptake patterns in order to help growers to target the right amount and the right time for fertilizer and water applications, and also to devise crop manage for onions. And what's crop manage? Crop manage is a database-driven web application. It's a software run through the internet. So basically, you open your browser, go type this address here, once you set up your ranch, your operation, the software uses soil, weather station, sample, soil analysis information and sensors, and run that through models that are created through intensive data collections like the ones I'll be presenting here on this study. And based on those models, it creates water and nitrogen recommendation. This software is being really well accepted by the leaf greens industry in California, where regulations are coming up pretty tight in the recent years. So everyone knows that successful water and nitrogen management is strictly related to yields and quality of onions. So another reason for looking at nitrogen and water management is to keep that nitrogen in the root zone. There is a lot of interest from the growers because of, as I mentioned before, increasing regulation pressure to avoid nitrate contamination of ground and surface water. So nutrient uptake information for onions in California is very limited, if any, and now we rely on information developed in the Pacific Northwest region. And if you have worked with onions in the West, you probably came across those publications here. So we're looking at nitrogen uptake values in pounds per acre of about 120 and 140. So let's see what we find on this study. So we measured we monitor three onion varieties in three different fields, and we're calling them A, B, C. A, B, C are three different varieties. There are four sampling locations per field or variety, and we collected biomass samples, nutrient content, canopy coverage, root depth, and yield. So for the varieties A and B, they were intermediate day variety. They are seeded in February and harvested in August. And variety C was a long day. It was seeded in April and harvested in September. So those are the sampling locations for variety A. Those are the sampling locations for variety B and variety C. There are different fields, and those are vegetation index images from mid-season. So for biomass, we collected all the plants for each sampling location. We collected all the plants contained in 3 feet of the bed, and then washed with distilled water, oven dried, sent to the lab for nutrient content analysis. We used a multi-spectral camera held by a pole, and we would hold that on the top of the canopy and look at early stage, mid stage, and late stage, but we did that in a weekly or bi-weekly basis. So the root depth, I feel a little bad here after the previous speaker showing some fancy techniques. We actually used the shovel, and we had some wires to carefully bring the soil out of the root zone and measured. So basically the measurement shows between, I would say, 90% and 95% of the roots there. Yields, we compared our yields with the grower's yield, and we also came to the field and measured some bags and weights. So this is the final result for biomass. This is above ground biomass, bulbs and leaves. And we're seeing the x-axis, the days after plant, and the y-axis, dry matter in pounds per acre. So we see significantly difference of biomass in for variety A compared to B and C. And once we set that maximum biomass as 100%, we can see a trend or a behavior of biomass accumulation throughout the season, where we see variety C picking up earlier but finishing later, and variety B picking up later and finishing earlier. So those are differences in varieties. We got the result from the lab, multiplied by biomass, and we got the content. This is just so I can, we don't have a pointer.
You can use the mouse for a pointer.
Oh, the mouse, okay. All right, so this is just, so I'll go into more details on this data here, but I want to show that we have biomass here getting stable at different rates for the different varieties. I hope I don't mess up anything here. Oh, okay, sounds good. So for variety A, we see that nitrogen uptake is stabilized around here, but for variety B and C, it came down. And it's quite interesting because the biomass is still the same, but I'll go back to that point later, but I just want to point that out. When we measure the final nutrient content for that final biomass at the end of the crop and multiply by the biomass, we get a data like this, where we see significant differences in nitrogen uptake for variety A compared to B, and A and variety C was around there in the middle. But we can also see the proportion of the nutrient that went to the leaves and to the bulbs. And this is for phosphorus uptake, also in pounds per acre. We see a lower content or a lower percentage of phosphorus going to the leaves of varieties B and C comparing to A. And this is potassium uptake, variety A having significantly higher potassium than B and C. So this is the nitrogen uptake curve. As I mentioned before, you can see this trend here towards the end of the season of nitrogen uptake coming down for varieties B and C. I'm not sure what caused that, if there was a spike in the second to last nutrient content measurement, or if it was actually that measure was underestimated for the last analysis. But because the biomass was the same, so you see here an example of variety C, we have the biomass almost getting stable towards the end, where the nutrient content, it's coming down. So we see at this point in here, we have about 1.9% versus 1.4% of nitrogen content, and that causes a huge difference in nutrient uptake when you multiply by that biomass. You see about 180 pounds per acre here, 145. So that's huge. And going back to this slide in here, I'll feel comfortable staying somewhere around here, but this is something that made me curious and going back and look at the data. So this is phosphorus uptake, we're having variety A having significantly higher, practically double of the variety B and C uptake. Potassium uptake also showing the same trends for nitrogen, and this is nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium concentration in the whole plant up to about 100 days after plant. And this is percent of the nutrient in the plant. You see it's coming down for potassium, nitrogen, and stays stable in phosphorus. And up to this point, we start separating bulbs and leaves, and we look at them separately, and we see the potassium changes, goes up and down, nitrogen starts going down in the leaf. And in the bulb, it varies, but stays pretty much the same. This is for variety C, and they have a very similar pattern for throughout the varieties. So looking at individual nutrient now, nitrogen you see going down, and then also in the leaves going down, in the bulbs is staying about the same. Phosphorus concentration also going down, and potassium as well. So this is root depth, something very interesting to happen when all the maximum depth of the root system was reached by at around 100 days after plant. And that's where the grower usually switches irrigation system, and he does the cultivation and switches from overhead sprinklers to drip irrigation. And I was not aware of this. This is very interesting that field workers, the people that shifted the irrigation system, they knew about this. And but we do see some. This is actually one measurement, one location per variety. We didn't do it in all the varieties, in all the locations, but we can see that variety C reaches 16 inches and then it starts getting shallower after we shifted the root system, the irrigation system. So we see that some differences between the varieties, also pointed out by the melons. We could see, I wouldn't expect a difference between the varieties, but now we know there might be some. And so this is kind of cover result, and we see that variety C had a much steeper growth of the canopy cover, where variety B and A had a similar pattern. We did some regression analysis and came up with an equation in order to predict the canopy cover based on the days after planting. And we came up with equations like those that are actually pretty similar or present the same similar trends to the ones that we measured. And then this is a correlation of the measured and predicted, and it shows a pretty decent correlation there. And now we did some more data analysis, and these regression analysis, by the way, they're intended to devise crop manage that software where we implement, we provide some information of the crop like days after plant, and it might give you a rough estimation of what your of a crop coefficient or your nitrogen uptake or nutrient uptake is at the time. So in summary, onion growth is better understood and can be more accurately predicted based on the days after plant for those varieties and the conditions of the study. The data created here will allow from our, I believe that it will allow from our accurate decisions of fertilizer and water management for targeting the right rate and time of the fertilizer and water. The data show the importance of developing local information. There are significant or great differences between the data of this study here in California and the data from the Pacific Northwest. So the next, we plan to validate the information on test plots and compare fertilization and irrigation based on this data and based on the grower's usual practice. So I'd like to thank the grower. He was essential to providing all the support for this study, and Michael Kahn, my colleague, farm advisor. So if you have any questions, I don't know if I have time for questions.
Yeah, go ahead. Maybe one or two questions for Andre.
When the alveolar nitrate and NPK started to drop, is that about harvest time?
Yes, there was about 50 days. We're talking about the last sample,
yes,
that came. Yeah, that was about harvest time. Yeah.
So maybe in the future that can be an indication. And when you see a drop like this, tell people to harvest, irrespective of what they may think is ready in the field.
The corn. Yeah, onions measurement it's tricky. They like the drying, the towards the end they use like a, every grower uses a different approach of shutting down the water and the nitrogen, and they are very particular with that, especially because of storing quality.
And more roots when he switched to drip irrigation. That's what you expect, because the roots will develop where the water is.
Yes. Yeah, maybe that wetting zone stayed more closer to the face and the roots adapted,
yeah,
to that.
Thank you, Andre. We'll
sure.
keep moving.
Sure.
Wonderful presentation.
Thank you so much.